Yeah, it's not terrible.
Just, it's a little awkward when you've been shown one way to do it for the last 4 months, and then, oh wait, you gotta do it this way, but, it's whatever. Just gotta make an adjustment to the process in the brain. They got a sheet. I don't know, 10 items. There's a sheet for donning and a sheet for inspection. The inspection has about 10 different pass-fail checkboxes. I only missed one or two, and on the donning, I only missed one, and I was 11 seconds over, because it's timed for 60 seconds, and I was a minute and 11. And I hadn't done it in a month, so you best believe I'm going to do it 1,800 times the day prior.
I'm at the store. I'll be back in just a little bit. I'm at KOP Mobile.
Yeah, copy that, Kim. Yeah, Adam, that's awesome. You're in a good spot. That last little bit, just to practice a couple more times, and there's more than one way to skin a cat with that stuff. And as long as you're hitting the checks in the box, whatever method is most fluid for you, just do it, and that's how you practice it. And yeah, that's awesome. Good on you.
Yeah, I'm having fun. It's a good time. We're down to the wire. We're about 2.5 weeks out from written and practical tests, so I'll be glad to have it behind me. It's been grueling. Several days a week devoted to it. It'd be nice to have it done and over with, but definitely a good time. And, the SCPA donning is the one that I still got to keep working on, that and ropes and knots. I've never been a good knot tier to begin with, so I'm always the, if you can't tie a knot, tie a lot, but unfortunately that doesn't work so well for practicals.